President Bush was in Winston-Salem, North Carolina today, the first stop on a brief tour following up his State of the Union speech. The president revisited the main themes of last night's address, fighting terror, restoring the economy, and renewing the nation's sense of public commitment. The president stressed his belief that Americans were not just fighting enemies, but resisting evil itself.
The people we fight are evil people. They have no regard for human life. They believe in tyranny. Their history has shown exactly what I'm talking about. Imagine a society where women are brutalized, children aren't educated, young girls have no chance of getting an education.
While praising the valor of the armed forces, the president called on the civilians to join in the larger struggle.
If people want to fight terror, do something kind for a neighbor. Join the USA Freedom Corps. Love somebody. Mentor a child. Stand up to evil with acts of goodness and kindness. Not only will our country be better, but we'll show the world.
President Bush recited the phone number and website address for the newly named USA Freedom Corps, the latest expansion of the Peace Corps concept President John F. Kennedy introduced 40 years ago. The president used the word evil repeatedly, but did not return to the phrase axis of evil he used last night when discussing regimes he considered dangerous in Iran, Iraq, and North Korea. This is what he said last night.
States like these and their terrorist allies constitute an axis of evil, arming to threaten the peace of the world.
Last night's declaration sounded like a hint that the war on terrorism might be widening sooner rather than later. Today, it was not so clear. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
The president's warning sounded urgent. Time is not on our side, he said. But almost immediately, it got murkier. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said the president's use of the phrase axis of evil was, quote, more rhetorical than historical, and did not suggest the president was equating Iraq, Iran, and North Korea with the axis powers against whom the United States fought in World War II. The president, Fleischer said, was not sending a signal that military action is imminent. At the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld today tried to put some teeth back into the president's threat.
I think if I were in Iran, or North Korea, or Iraq, and I heard the President of the United States say what he said last night about weapons of mass destruction and about terrorism, I don't think there'd be a lot of ambiguity as to the view he holds of those problems and their behavior.
Still, the overall message today was that any U.S. military operation against Iraq, Iran, or North Korea is a long ways off. For nearly a decade, the U.S. military has theoretically been sized and shaped to be capable of fighting two major wars simultaneously in different parts of the world, presumably around the Persian Gulf and the Korean Peninsula. But defense officials have long insisted that the military is stretched far too thin for such a challenge. Secretary Rumsfeld and General Richard Myers, the Joint Chiefs Chairman, suggested today that if the United States were to go to war now, it would have to back off its involvement in other places. As Secretary Rumsfeld says, in life you make choices.
If we decide to initiate things, we'll initiate things and in a manner, in a time, and with the choices that fit us. If the world decides to impose choices on us, then we'll make choices with respect to the things we're doing and deal with those problems.
I would only add that when we're called upon by the president to do whatever, we'll be ready to do that.
General Myers was recently in Jordan, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates. A senior defense official familiar with his discussions says government leaders there all see Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein as a bad guy, but then they warn against doing anything, the official says. In fact, the United States has its hands full in Afghanistan right now. Today came the news that the Afghan government has asked the U.S. military to investigate a raid it carried out last week on an alleged Taliban compound north of Kandahar. 15 people were killed in that raid. Villagers and local officials have since told the U.S. government that some of those killed were, in fact, officials of the new Afghan government. Rumsfeld acknowledged it might have been so, since people in Afghanistan have been switching sides.
So it is perfectly possible to go in a situation, get shot at, shoot back, and end up having someone say that those people were Taliban, and somebody else say that those people were people we were engaging in our local government. And both can be true.
That incident underscored how difficult it is to carry out a war in an unfamiliar country, relying on guidance from local groups who may have their own interests to advance. That warning would apply to alliances made in countries like Iraq, where the opposition groups are of uncertain reliability. Members of the opposition Iraqi National Congress, in fact, were at the Pentagon today, but Rumsfeld said he did not meet with them, and he didn't know who did. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.